If I want to be free, I've got to be me. Not the me that I think you think I should be. Not the me that I think my wife thinks I should be. Not the me that I think my kid thinks I should be. But if I want to be free, I got to be me. So I better know who me is. Welcome to another episode of the Live a Good Life show. This is your host Vikas Kaushik, and today I'm going to be playing a clip by an amazing speaker, Mr. Bob Proctor. Mr. Proctor has been in the personal development field for more than 55 years. You know, the quote that I started this podcast with was something that I heard for the first time while I was listening to something by Bob Proctor, and it stuck with me. I wrote it down. And isn't it so true that it's the one thing that we all need to be is to be what you really are, to be you. Because to be ourselves is really, really what freedom is all about. So without any further delay, let me play the clip by Mr. Proctor, and then I'll come back to you.
I would recommend everybody buy a book, The Art of Acting by Stella Adler. The Art of Acting by Stella Adler. It is an incredible book. Stella Adler was one of the greatest acting teachers. She taught method acting. Marlon Brando was her student. Marlon Brando was one of the first method actors to ever really hit superstardom. He wrote the foreword to this book. The truth is, Stella Adler never really wrote a book. Stella Adler wrote her lessons that she taught. And a man named Kissel, when she died, turned it into a book. I love the book. Because when you read the book, it's not like you're reading a book. It's like you're going to her acting class and you see how to act like the person you want to become. Act like that person. Be that person. Now, change your perception of who you are through the use of your imagination. In your imagination, see yourself doing what you want to do. You see, when I first started this, I was very shy. Very shy. I mean, to a ridiculous state. I could not have asked a question if there were four or five other people there. I would be afraid to bring the attention on myself. I would want to disappear, just like to go in a hole somewhere. It wasn't uncommon if I was in a social setting just to go to the bathroom and just sit in the toilet with the door locked and stay there for quite a while. I got away by myself because I was shy. But I wanted to teach this. I had learned what I had done. And I knew something that I didn't know anybody else that knew it. And I saw a man, Bill Gove, you don't need to turn this on. And he was standing right about here. There was about 500 people here on this bank and about 500 people there. We were at the O'Hare Hyatt. Bill Gove was the Frank Sinatra of public speakers. The guy was incredible. He was absolutely incredible. He had a style all of his own. I loved listening to him. And he held a microphone. I was in the back corner of the room. And I was watching him. And did I ever want to do what he was doing? But I was afraid to even ask a question in a crowd. And at one point, he held his hand up. And he said, if I want to be free, I've got to be me. Not the me that I think you think I should be. Not the me that I think my wife thinks I should be. not the me that I think my kids think I should be. If I want to be free, I got to be me. So I better know who me is. I was almost out of breath watching him. I thought, my God, that guy's so good at what he does. And I made a decision. I was not only going to learn to do what he was doing, I made a decision that he was going to teach me. Bill Gove and I became fast friends. I don't speak anything like Bill Gove, but he taught me how to do what I'm doing. He taught me how to be totally relaxed in front of an audience. And if you're not totally relaxed in front of your audience, you're not going to do good work at all. You're going to do crappy work. And he said, you got to forget you. You got to fall in love with them. This made so much sense, but having it made sense and doing it is two different things. But I learned how to do it because I did exactly what he told me. You see, I learned to follow direction from the man that gave me this book. If you're sitting at home and you're thinking, this is what I'd really love to do, then do it. Quit wishing. Start doing exactly what you want to do. I don't care where you are. You might live in a little tiny town in way backwoods of Australia or Germany or Malaysia. None of that matters. Yet, where are you in here? If you can see what you want to do, do it. Don't wait till you get the money. Don't wait until you get the time. Do it right now. That's what you've got to do. You've got to put your imagination to work. I've got all the monitors out. Everything's out. So we got to use our imagination. We'll come back on. You've got to learn to dance, you see. You've got an imagination. You've got a marvelous imagination. Start using it. Do you know most people, when they use their imagination, they use it against themselves? They start imagining something bad happening. They start imagining that the goal is not going to manifest. They start imagining that they're not going to go where they want to go. They start imagining that they're not going to get what they want to get. Live it. Actually live it in your mind. You can do anything you want. Anything. Doesn't matter what it is.
I really loved that clip. There were a few more points that he had spoken about in the talk that I was listening to, but this was something that really resonated with me. So I thought, let me share it with you guys. It's so true. Having it make sense and actually doing it are two very different things. And that's what he talked about in this clip. And I think we can all relate to that. And if you say you don't, please look back. Please reflect. And I can assure you, you will agree with me. I think all of us have sabotaged ourselves in many ways. You know, we set a goal. We then start doing things that help us achieve that goal. We do it for a few days or maybe a few weeks, and there are chances that we may have been seeing a few results too. But at some point, we all just back off. We get into our comfort zone. We all have done it. And if any of you says you've not, please reflect. Please go back in time. You also have done it. And you know why we all do that? It's because of this belief system that we all have in our subconscious mind, something that we have not just inherited, but we've acquired while we were all growing up. So what happens is when we set our goals, our conscious mind is saying, I want to do this. However, our subconscious mind is saying, no, I don't think I'm capable of doing it. And, you know, that can be taken care of. It is possible to align both your conscious mind and subconscious mind. I do coaching and I run programs that help you work on your mindset, on these belief systems that you have in your subconscious mind. And when you're able to work on your belief systems and your mindset, you are able to align both your conscious and your subconscious mind, and you're able to achieve the results that you set out to achieve when you had set that goal for yourself. So I hope you learned something today. If you want to be free, you really got to understand who you are and then be yourself. You would have to work on your subconscious mind to align it with your conscious mind. And if you need help in doing that, you know where to catch me. If you have my number, you can send me a WhatsApp message. If you don't have my number, you can send me a direct message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I really hope you learned something today, and I would say goodbye.